Hey everyone, and welcome to Crossroads Church. My name is Hannah Shepherd, and I am so glad that you joined us today. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey and adventure, we believe Crossroads is here to equip you. Well, speaking of adventures, we're kind of all on one that we've been opted into whether we want it to or not. And that adventure is COVID-19, because like most people, 2020 has felt a little canceled. Well, what if there's a bright side? What if there's some good that could come out of the bad? Today, we're starting a series, which we do every year, called Spark Talks. But this year is a little bit different. We're gonna hear from speakers about how they haven't just been living, but thriving during COVID-19. And you might just hear something that sparks something in you and ignites your life.
We've all been forced to pause, reset, and reclaim our futures in light of the chaos of 2020. There's always darkness and adventure when you're not sure where you're going. Join us for Crossroads Weekend Spark Talks and hear from people who will challenge you with new ideas to ignite your life.
I am Brian Tome, senior pastor at Crossroads. All of us have lives that are disheveled, things that are out of order, or at least we're not getting things we'd like to have, like sports. Can we all say, I want a Final Four? Can we all say, I'm bummed about the changing in schedules with baseball and football and just all across the whole thing? Sports are actually an incredibly important part of our life. It's not just a way for us to detach. Believe it or not, there's actually spiritual truths contained in athleticism. There's athletic metaphors in the New Testament. And when we're engaged in athletic pursuits, we're actually engaged in things that mirror the spiritual pursuits of our normal day-to-day lives. I think we're so inspired by sports, not just because it allows us to get away from our normal same old, but also helps us to understand spiritual realities. There's things that take place in athletics that mirror the spiritual realm. Today, we're going to talk to some professional athletes who are at the top of their game, and they got to the top of their game, whether it was physical or spiritual, because of certain attitudes and certain disciplines they had. And these attitudes or mindsets are seen in the Bible again and again. Things like delaying gratification. I can enjoy something now, but I'm not going to enjoy it now. I'm going to do something else now because if I delay the gratification later on, I'm going to have more gratification. Other ideas like sacrificing for the team, understanding I'm part of a collective whole unit and we all have to win. If we all don't win, then I don't win. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, it talks about this when it says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." We're just not seeing that kind of selflessness in our culture today. And maybe that's why we're not winning. Maybe that's why we're at each other's throats all the time. Maybe that's why we're frustrated and we're just not going forward because every man, every woman for himself, and no one's sacrificing for the team, for the culture, for society. If you're a believer and you're aligning yourself with God, this is going to be something you're going to do. You want to grow into. It's something athletes understand. It's something people who are getting closer to God understand. And then also just the good old-fashioned hard work. Just not having faith, but having your faith in action. The book of James is all about faith that takes action. It says this, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Every professional athlete goes into a competition knowing that they can win. But if all they had was faith, that wouldn't do it. They have faith and an attitude that things are going to go their way, but they've also put in the hours in the weight room. They've also had the chalk talks. They also have their 10,000 hours of reps, and they realize if they don't take action, if they don't take responsibility for their own life, their own mindset, their own physicality, their own spirituality, there is no way to win. You can't self-talk yourself to winning. Well, why don't we hear from some professional athletes? Because this isn't theoretical for them. This is something they have lived. This is something that they are living. They can actually teach us something about the spiritual realm, not just life, but they can teach us something about God and how God works with his people. I believe they're going to spark something inside of us today.
Hello, my name is Anthony Munoz, and I'm a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, class of 1998. Most of you would probably agree that the last 4 or 5 months have been a little difficult with COVID-19 and having to make some adjustments in our routines and being able to do this and not that. And I've been right there with you. So I've had to step back, reevaluate my routines. How can I make adjustments? How have I been able to make those adjustments? And it takes me back to my athletic years. And I think about training. Training because I needed to be prepared to make those adjustments. I think about the 4 years of high school football that I trained, the 4 years of college football that I trained, the 13 years in the NFL that I trained. It was not easy training those 20 plus years. And we look at life. Life is not easy. Life has not been easy for me. And I'm sure you can say the same thing. It's been tough. But I truly believe that the training I went through in preparation for sports, it's given me the mindset to be able to prepare and make adjustments. I look at my spiritual life. We have to study God's word and move into Bible studies, not only in topics of things that we're going through, but let's get out of our comfort zone and learn things that we might not be going through, but let's train and be prepared. I look at what God allowed me to study with my wife and other couples prior to COVID-19. Trusting God by Jerry Bridges. Oh my goodness, what a great book. Not only have I read it 2 or 3 times with my wife and I alone, but we've gone through Bible studies with it. Or Put on the Armor by Chuck Lawless. I've been reading all that and all of a sudden I'm faced with all this adversity and all these readjustments. So spiritually, we have to be able to train, continue to train, regardless, good times, bad times, to be ready for those adjustments. With our relationships, we have to be willing to train and lay it out on the line, just like I did in the weight room. I got to be able to converse with my wife. 42 years we've been married. I've learned how to talk through different things. We've been praying together in the morning, Bible studies, training, preparation with your spouse, with your siblings, with your family, with your friends. Train and be prepared in your relationships. Lastly, when I think about training, I think about physical training. I'm old, but I think I can still get in the weight room and in the exercise room and still do a pretty good job. Maybe not as long as I used to. Maybe not as many pounds of lifting, but I can still get it done. It's something that I've continued to do. As I talked about high school, college, and pros, training has allowed me to keep a clear mind, to stay physically fit, and to have confidence that I can make those adjustments in life. Same thing when you find adversity, injury. You might not be able to train your left shoulder if it's hurt, but train the rest of your body. If you're going through some adversity in your life, heal yourself up in that area, but continue to train, counseling, studying the word, Bible studies, and get well in that one area. And that's what I would encourage you to do. Continue to look at ways you can train to be prepared so when those times come, you can make the adjustments. Thank you, and God bless you.
Man, back here with Anthony Munoz, a legend in football, arguably the greatest offensive lineman of all time. And where I am here in Cincinnati, just a legend. This training, I'm really hit hard by this because we can't try our way to a deeper walk with God. Personally, in the midst of this COVID-19 thing, my training regimens are off. So do you have anything for us as far as how to start new rhythms, how to start new training, how to start new things?
I think it's just being creative. I think it's, really, there's a lot of times where I'm sure you think outside the box. I think that has to be the case with training. And one thing I learned in training, I don't have to have a full, workout room with all kinds of weights, is body weight, dumbbells.
So you had a shoulder injury. Have you ever had like a pinky injury? Has that ever happened to you?
Why would you ask?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, come on, seriously. Yours is, I mean, come on.
No, I know. People say mine's gross. I say, you should see Anthony's.
Anyway, let's do this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's close.
No, it's not close. That is nasty.
It doesn't hurt, so that's good.
Well, the physical stuff, the training stuff physically seems to be straightforward, but where I'm challenged by what you said is the training in marriage. Having a workout that you're doing in your marriage or in your relationships. Do you look at every sector of your life and do you see something you want to train in every area of your life?
I do. I try to. Now, physical training, my training with my spouse are probably the two easiest for me to really focus and get after it. I'm sure a lot of you probably agree the spiritual part is the toughest, being consistent.
Let's say somebody would say of themselves, I'm not a very disciplined person. I hear a lot of people say that. How would you see someone get started in any area?
Well, when I talk about choices. There's things that we have to do that we might not want to do or feel like doing, but we know in order to be excellent or to get it, we have to do them. And that's why I know it sounds easy, but it is tough. And the one thing I share is when I got here, I moved here from Southern California. Running was a big part of my regimen. If I felt like being excellent and I woke up and it was 35 degrees, I feel cold, I feel tired, or I'm gonna choose to be excellent, regardless of what the weather is out there, I'm gonna put, we didn't have all that nice cold weather stuff back when I was playing with.
Back in my day, we had cotton. Back in my day, we had a scarf that my mother wove for me out of weeds in the backyard.
So it's funny you mentioned, I would take a towel and put elastic in it, and that would be my face. But I would go out, and I would not cut any of my running out because it was too cold. So that's what I share with people. I mean, that's the only way I know is that I could have felt like getting out of my environment, single parent home, not having a whole, or I chose to get out of that environment.
Is there any area of your life that you find specifically difficult to train in that you just feel like it's hard for me to get traction? This one, it's not like falling off a log.
Easy one, self-talk. People think, you know, you accomplished this, you're doing this, you must be so confident, you must be. My self-talk, I mean, and I ask for forgiveness all the time. It is not the best self-talk. I mean, I tear myself down. I don't feel, and it's just one of those things. I don't know if, I'm still trying to figure out, is that the way I motivate myself? But it's not good. It's not good. I mean, it's easy for me to say, my self-talk to myself is just the worst. I really, at my age, I need to really
Do you have a training regimen to overcome that?
I try. I mean, it's something that I work on.
How?
Well, I mean, I have a whole sheet of self-esteem scriptures.
Okay.
And it's like, why can't, I mean.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you look at that, internalize it.
Yeah,
that's
look
great.
At them, and I mean, the fact that we're God's children, I mean, he's creating his image. I mean, he just, you know, all the scriptures of.
There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And
and it just, I can tell you that is one area that I am so inconsistent in and I need really to work on.
Thanks for vulnerability. I mean, I feel that. I was a literal orphan. I'm adopted. I was, and part of the orphan mentality is you're only as good as your last accomplishment. You're afraid someone's going to reject you. You no one gives you. You got to go. I'm regularly feeling awful about myself or feeling I don't measure up to somebody. And it doesn't end for me. I'm the same way with you, Anthony. It doesn't end with me. Crossroads could be going great, everything looks good, but I hear about somebody who's doing something better, something I haven't thought of, and I immediately feel like I'm a loser. Yeah. Oh, what is my problem? Any moment I could just be put in a tailspin because I feel like I don't measure up. And that's why I'm asking. If you got tips for that, I'll take more. I think the scripture verses are good.
Yeah, and I can say probably honestly that it's not. I don't look at somebody like, you know, he's faster, stronger, and I don't feel like I measure up because I'm not that. It's just an internal thing with myself.
Yes.
It's just a constant battle. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's not like, well, he accomplished this, I didn't. It's almost like I didn't do it for myself. You know, it's just, it's really hard to explain.
Well, it may be hard to explain, but I don't think we have to explain because I have a feeling this is a very common thing with people right now. I think this is a normal thing. It's just a... It's like a curse that we live under. I don't know if it's our culture, if it's our humanity, but just great, great insights. Hey, Anthony, thanks for being with us today. I mean, having a Hall of Fame, arguably the greatest defensive lineman ever, and actually where I am right now in Cincinnati, one of the most respected, most honored people in our city. It's really an honor to be with you today.
Well, thank you. It humbles me to hear those words, and it's great being with you, always.
You know, I used to play football, and I was going to go pro, but then I decided to become a pastor instead. No, I could barely get out of varsity. Yeah, hey, one thing I do know for sure, I'm not lying about, is God is faithful. And one of the commitments I've made, and many of us have made, is whenever God increases something for us financially, whether it's our paycheck or whatever else, He will get a set percentage back. We're a tithing church. Many of us tithe. 10% goes back to God, goes back to our church, or many of us are beyond 10%, or some of us are working our way to 10%. But we want to be faithful. And whether you have a job right now or you don't have a job right now, I hope we can all remember that God is faithful to do for me things I couldn't do for ourselves. So we're going to recognize that right now. For those of us who are going to be givers, you can go to crossroads.net/give, or you can text crossroads to 313131. Next up, we get to hear from an NFL running back. We got to spend some time together, and I ended up teaching him a few of my moves.
What's up, everybody? My name is Boston Scott. I was born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I play for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm a running back. 2020 has definitely been an interesting year, to say the least. And I know that there's been a lot of ups and downs, there's been frustrations, there's been a lot of circumstances, but I hope that by sharing my story, I'm able to encourage you a little bit about how God has changed my mindset and my perspective, and I hope that it encourages and motivates you. My mom made sure that I was in the church. In the church, that's how we say it down in the South. During that time, you know, I had a great understanding of Jesus being my Savior. Great idea. But not so much Jesus being my Lord. And so playing football, I started playing football in 7th and 8th grade. And my identity was in football. It dictated my actions. It dictated my mood. If I was doing well, I would feel good. If I wasn't doing well, I'd be down in the dumps. And what I was trying to do was I was trying to fill the hole in my heart with football when it was a Jesus-sized hole. And so whenever I hit rock bottom, you know, I was feeling empty. I was feeling lost. I was feeling frustrated. I realized that nothing that this world has to offer can fulfill me in the way that God can. And so I made the decision to commit my life to Christ at 16 years old. From there, my mindset kind of shifted. It kind of shifted because I knew that nothing could pluck me from His hand. It was all about faith, you know, and in a world full of inconsistency, He was the only consistent. And so now I started to view these circumstances and these frustrations as opportunities to grow, opportunities to share His love. And so fast forwarding, I went to Louisiana Tech University in old Ruston, Louisiana. From there, I walked on and I had the opportunity to play for 4 years. And I ended up earning my scholarship, and I became one of the only ones in my class to get drafted. I got drafted by the New Orleans Saints. I get to New Orleans, and your boy hits another obstacle. I get signed to the practice squad. It's pretty frustrating, you know, because you believe that the coaches don't believe in you, the organization doesn't believe in you. You're a hometown guy in Louisiana, and you're on the practice squad, man. What's going on, man? At least show your boy some hometown love. Give your boy a shot. It didn't happen. Again, I was able to view this as an opportunity to work on my craft, to get some work in against one of the most stingy run defenses in the league at the time. And then in 2020, later that year, Philly comes knocking. Philly comes knocking on the door. Finally my time to shine. So I get out there, I get my opportunity, I'm able to contribute to the team, man. Everything's going well, you know, and now fast forward to where I am today, I'm sitting in a pretty good situation, you know, going into probably one of my biggest years in my NFL career. 2020, come knocking on the door. How you doing? Not good. And so, you know, it's been frustrating at times, but I've been able to focus on these times as opportunities. My father had a stroke back in 2018, and it's hard. It's not easy, you know, going through what he did, and then also the process of getting better, the process of returning to normalcy, you know, and with everything shutting down, he's not able to have access to some of the therapy that he was able to have access to before COVID happened. And so now, you know, I'm doing speech therapy with my pops. 2020 has definitely been crazy. I don't know about y'all, but your boy is ready to get back on the field. And I'm choosing to have hope. I'm not gonna view my circumstances as obstacles. I'm gonna view these as opportunities to grow and become who God has called for me to be. And I hope that you do the same thing too.
Well, we've heard from an NFL running back who's coming into the top of his game, the greatest NFL lineman maybe in history, and Anthony Munoz. A lot of stuff today and a lot of depth today if we understand the source of what they're talking about. Anthony shared with me a page of some of the quotes that he looks at that are inspirational for him. He also shared me some of the verses that he looks at to deal with his spiritual self-esteem that we talked about. Here's one of them. It comes from the book of Ephesians, and it says this: Jesus has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, we should be blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. You know what this says? It says that you're not who you are based on your beliefs. You're not who you are based on your moral choices this last week. Your beliefs, your moral choices are important. But the reason why Anthony meditates on this, and we all need to, is because it says that the gospel says who you are. Jesus says who you are. And it says God had a thought and a vision for your life, that you're not here by accident, you're not here by random amalgamation of proteins, that he knitted you and formed you together in your mother's womb, that he's got a purpose for you, and that he adopts you into his family. I'm physically adopted into the Tome family because I was orphaned at birth, but I was physically adopted into the Tome family, and God adopts all children into his family. You have been adopted in this family, and you have a purpose on this earth. Doesn't matter what you've done, it matters what God is doing in you. It matters the purpose he has for you. It matters the love that he has for you, because you are his son. You are his daughter. Friends, that's good news. Well, I want to sing about that. I want us to actually worship together. This world would have us fixate on all the problems of this physical world and to just get mired in the depression that we can be drawn to be mired into the difficulty here. But we need to elevate our gaze. We need to look at something different. We need to push more forward to the future. And that's what worship does. It elevates our hearts, elevates our minds, elevates our game. Let's do that together right now. Hey, did you catch a spark? A little inspired from today? I hope so. Every good adventure has a guide, and I hope you're on a spiritual adventure, and we want to be able to guide you and connect you with somebody. You can go to crossroads.net/spark. You can click on the chat button. Someone will interact with you, help you understand what's going on and how you might be able to go to a new place. While you're at that part of our website, you can also click to receive content from YouTube, our app, and other places. And we actually have a customized program for you to grow spiritually. You get connected with a guide who will get you the right stuff at the right time and just try to make your life different and closer to God over 30 days. Why don't you try that out? You got nothing to lose. We have even more Spark Talks. If you want to be sparked into action, you can go to sparktalks.net. One of the ones on there you'll see that didn't make our broadcast is one with a friend of mine, Doug Peterson, the Super Bowl winning coach, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Really, really great insights. You might want to go and see him and some of the things we said. And meanwhile, we're going to connect with somebody who's closer to community that might help you to connect with people in your community.